welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee, and we are finishing up our look this week at the vice around wrath. And we've also talked about our virtue of peace. And really, as we've explored wrath, or in essence, kind of anger, we're going to conclude by looking at Micah 6:8 and just share a couple of things for us as we can think about a few things that we can be praying about in regards to this. But Micah 6:8, it might be a verse you're familiar with. It is this: "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." I've heard Micah 6:8 referred to as the great requirement. Perhaps you know the great commandment, right? That we would love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Really, it's kind of, as we think about our mission of, we want to draw life from God, we want to love God, and then there is the great commission, which is go make disciples of all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. That is the great commission. But you may not have heard of the great requirement, which is Micah 6:8, which is, what does the Lord require of you but to do justice? And as you've seen this week, anger, depending upon how we use it, can be a good thing. It can lead us to wanting to have a sense of justice, that we feel angry about injustice when there is wrong that is happening, or evil, or things that are unjust that we would see. But the problem is, as James tells us, is that the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. It's so often our anger and our desire for justice can be more self-motivated than others motivated, or selfless motivated. We tend to personalize the injustice, and we make it more about me than it is about God. And one of the ways that I said this, just trying to sum up this idea of wrath and anger on Sunday, was uncontrolled anger leads us to live unrestrained lives. And we see that so clearly in Cain, that he let anger rule over him. He was uncontrolled, and then he was unrestrained in his actions. And if you have let anger and wrath take over you, you have lived unrestrained in your actions and attitudes. And so part of what the peace of God does for you and me is it enables us to control our anger. Because one, we are able to kind of depersonalize it in a way, because ultimately any sin or any wrong against us is really a wrong against God. It's why I think about when Jesus showed up to Paul on the road to Damascus, and Jesus says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And this sense of Saul wasn't persecuting Jesus, he was persecuting the church, which the church is the body of Christ. And so Jesus was saying, any assault or threat against my people is an assault and threat against me. And so our sin, as even David tells us in the Psalm, is against you alone, God, have I sinned. And so ultimately our sin, or our anger, the reason we can begin to control it is one, as we see that ultimately it's against a holy God. But we're grateful that because of Christ, because of his life, death, and resurrection, because of the Holy Spirit inside of us, is the Holy Spirit, one of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control, that we can control our anger, and that ultimately we can pursue justice to make wrongs right, trusting that, one, that God is empowering us to do that, but also that God ultimately will right all the wrongs that are there. And so this one hit really close to home for me because I am someone that regularly has to go to war against my own anger. And to realize that a part of being a follower of Jesus is putting to death this sin of wrath inside of me, because wrath really can destroy our relationships. One of the things I talked about Sunday is how wrath cost us, and the cost of wrath, the cost of uncontrolled anger, is death. Death of relationships, that you've seen anger and wrath destroy perhaps your relationship with your kids, with your family, with friends, with loved ones. And as we saw with Cain, it killed his relationship, obviously, with his brother, but ultimately even with God, because Cain had to leave the very presence and protection of God. And so there is a sense that our anger, our wrath, really brings death to our relationships. And we saw ultimately how wrath and anger was put upon Jesus, that Jesus took upon God's just wrath for sin upon himself. And so again, wrath brought death. And so one of the things that we can do as we want to live as men and women who are ruled by peace, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, that we can live restrained lives, controlled lives, as we live out God's peace in our lives, as we seek to do good, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. That's what peace does for you and me. So let's just take a moment. Let's pray. And perhaps maybe there are some things in your life right now that you know in this whole week that this is a vice for you when it comes to anger and wrath. And perhaps maybe to be able to take that before the Lord and to say, Lord, let me to do justice here. Not just for me, but for you, God. And may your peace, Lord, rule my heart. Help me, God, to control and restrain, God, my actions, because the Spirit of Christ is controlling me. And so let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I just want to come before us right now, knowing that anger, Lord, is this sin that could so easily creep under the surface in our lives. And it can pop out, Lord, in the most unexpected ways. And so, God, I think of it like a volcano that is just stirring underneath us, God, waiting to erupt. And so, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would bring peace. And we're grateful, God, that you make peace with us through Jesus. And so, Lord, help us to be men and women of peace because we follow the Prince of Peace. And God, I pray that you would search our hearts, God, for any areas in our lives where anger is ruling over us, that, Lord, we are not controlling it. We are not regulating, Lord, our emotions. And so, Lord, we need your help by your Spirit to put to death, Lord, this vice that wants to destroy our lives and our relationships. And Lord, we pray for your help right now, God, to let peace mark us and not wrath. Let us to pursue justice, God, by your hand and not our own. God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, would you take a few moments and would you pray?